Well, hello there. Thank you so much for joining us today. You're listening to BBC Radio Leeds. It's Mental Health Awareness Week this week, and my next extraordinary guest, I think, has really made good mental health her vocation. She's a lovely lady from Leeds who is increasingly concerned about the pressure on our children, especially around this time, around exam time. Not only pressure on them, but also pressure on us as parents. So how can we all just make the whole situation a little bit easier and a little bit better? I'm going to welcome to the show, this is Lisa Norfolk. Hi, Lisa.
Oh, hi, girl. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. So, what is your job? Are you a counsellor, psychotherapist? Is it all the same thing?
Well, counsellor / psychotherapist, but I suppose most of all, human being, really. I think, you know, just to sort of keep it real, and especially with, I guess, my background's predominantly working with sort of children and young people. Oh. So, you know, I tend to go by counsellor, but more, hi, I'm Lisa, you know, and just really try and get on a level with young people, because if they hear two sort of medical sounding names, yes, it's kind of off-putting. So it's really always about that relationship and sort of, yeah, getting down to their level.
So I know that you operate, you know, privately, but for a long time, I think you worked sort of in the charity sector. Is that right?
It is, yeah, for almost two decades. And it's like anything, unfortunately, we lost our NHS contract. So, and it was a service in Leeds called The Marketplace, and it provided long-term counselling. And it was really my passion, and it still is, because as I was saying before, I just really believe that children and adults should have access to free counselling and in a timely manner. Mm. And it's just not happening at the moment.
Absolutely, it is not happening. You know, in two decades of working with young people, yeah, have you been able to see that anything's changed with our young people? Are they under more pressure now, or is it similar to how it started two decades ago? If we think about what was happening 20 years ago, yeah, maybe social media wasn't as big a deal. Mm. Maybe school wasn't as, I don't know, maybe it wasn't as high pressure. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you see it?
Oh, absolutely. I would say, unfortunately, the change has been tremendous. I think there's more pressure on young people, exactly what you were saying. You know, when I sort of finished school for the day, they've still got, you know, social media, you know, different forms of, you know, WhatsApp groups that they might be in. It's relentless and it never stops. So I think as parents can be really sort of on it in terms of perhaps, you know, teaching young people to have breaks from social media, monitoring it when they're younger. You know, I think it all really, really helps. And also, you know, I think the school system has got more pressurised as well.
Yeah, I feel, and I can only go off what I experienced, because my daughter's just started her GCSEs today.
Yeah.
And I feel that schools are under an enormous amount of pressure to deliver certain things.
Absolutely.
They're under pressure to deliver, you know, high attendance figures. They're, yeah, under pressure to deliver a certain amount of, you know, GCSEs. And, yeah, and it's like, I understand that, because as parents, we then look at schools and go, is that a good school? Is that a bad school?
Yeah.
But at the same time, does that pressure that the schools themselves feel,
yeah,
filter down to the children?
Oh, I think so. I think that's what I deal with daily. That seems to be the predominant message, is that, you know, my teachers are sort of telling me constantly I've got to do well. And I really reiterate about sort of bringing the focus back to yourself, you know, that it's not about league tables, it's not about your teacher. Ultimately, it's about you. And I know that's really hard to hear when you've got a lot of pressure from different teachers or the heads of school or the school itself. But, you know, really sort of think about it's, you know, it's your life, you know, your voice is important. If you're struggling, you know, speak out, whether it's to a friend, a parent, a teacher that you trust, a counsellor. Mm. You know, don't be alone with it, because the pressure can mount and mount and mount, and we don't want exploding volcanoes. It's more about a slow release.
Absolutely. Yeah. I value the, you know, somebody like you taking a real bird's eye view of, you know, of a young person's life,
yeah,
because everybody else is too close to it in,
yeah,
some ways.
Yeah.
And also, for a lot of young people, their world is actually quite small. And what I mean by that is they might actually go to quite a big school.
Yeah.
But it's almost as though that's their experience of their world. That's their little ecosystem.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, it's the big four walls. It's school.
Yeah.
It's teachers. It's that sort of authority. Beyond that, that, you know, it's not like real life. And
yeah.
Like, gosh, sometimes when you say that to your young person, the words you get back are, you don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, when they're under pressure and
yeah.
you say things to them like, you know, just do your best. Everybody says this, that just do your best. It's all you can do.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you don't get this. I don't mind if you don't get that. And they'll say to you, you don't understand. So how do you sort of unlock that, if you see what I mean? Is it because you're a little bit removed from the situation?
Well, I suppose that's where counselling is different from that role of a teacher or a parent or a friend. Yeah, I'm the more neutral person, but ultimately, you know, I really, really do care. You know, it goes without saying, you know, this isn't just a job to me. It's, you know, when I say I care and, you know, I really, really mean it. And I guess, to show them that I understand, it's not just that sort of stereotype of a counsellor of kind of summarising back what somebody's saying or saying, how does that make you feel? It's about that extra mile that, you know, I would go to make sure that they really feel truly heard and understood. I do a lot of creative work as well.
Mm.
And sometimes if, you know, it gets too intense, or sometimes young people lose the words, or sometimes they have no words whatsoever. Sometimes you can do that through creative ideas. I brought you in a couple of things today.
Oh, what have you brought me? Let's have a look. What have I got?
It's we've got the worry peas. So sometimes it's a lot to expect. I'll hand them over to
you.
I'll
have a look, yes. So I've got a little pea pod.
Yeah.
And if I squeeze it, these little tiny peas just come out, but then they pop back in.
That's
so right. this is like a fidget type thing, isn't it?
I would say so. But also, you know, it's a lot to expect a young person to sort of sit there, you know, with the hands and not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
So it's allowing somebody to sort of get some of that energy out onto, say, a fidget toy. Or I might sort of do, if we say we're going to do, like, I don't know, a little mini plan to cope with exam stress. Sometimes people don't just want to do pen and paper. I might make an emotions jar, and that's from salt, chalk. We make layers, we divide the salt up. We colour the salt in. So they're getting rid of physical pent-up energy, colouring in the salt with chalk. And I'll say, tell me what's that plan, you know, what levels are we doing? And they'll say, well, this is the plan for before the exam. I'm going to be doing some deep breathing exercises. But they're also, you know, I think I could do with it now, you know, sort of sit and colour some salt in, because any nervous energy is been taken out. And then they can take away the salt jar, and it's theirs, and they can write out the plan of how they're going to cope with that exam. Or it could be their emotions. They could represent emotions. Sometimes when people have been bereaved, and that can happen during exams.
Of course, you know,
all these things are really helpful. And sometimes when we have endings, because it's really hard to end work, we have the worry people.
What are the worry people? What's this?
Yeah,
it's a little cloth bag. It's very pretty. It's got lots of like colourful lines on it. What is it?
So there's inside of there, there's about 8 or 9 worry people, and it's, you know, it's a way of marking when counselling comes to an end, and it's like a transitional object that I can sort of say to the young person, here's something to mark your counselling.
So it's a little character, so I can see one of them.
Yeah.
It's like
they're hidden in the pouch.
It's like half the size of a matchstick with little arms and little legs, a little outfit.
Yeah.
So what do I do with that?
Well, you're supposed to put them under your pillow, tell them your worries, and then they go to the worry people underneath your pillow.
Ah.
So, and I know you might think, oh, well, that's maybe for younger people, but the amount of adults that have really appreciated that as well. And if you think about it, all you're doing really is, it's just another person, isn't it? You know, it might be an object, but it's just another way of getting out what's going on for you.
People used to say things like, you know, you've got a little bit of time to worry. You can think about that, and then you can mentally put it in a box and you throw it out to sea. But but actually, that's a similar thing, but it is actually more tangible and more physical.
Absolutely.
I love that. Yeah. So my daughter's doing her GCSEs. I am absolutely stressed to the max. I'm trying to help her.
Yeah.
Have you got some little, I don't know, maybe some ideas of how to release my stress and also maybe to help her a little bit as well? Is there anything that you could throw our way? That would be lovely, Lisa.
I think, starting with parents, I think the better your own emotional well-being is, the more that ripple effect then goes down to your child, because they can look at you and think, right, that's how my mum, dad, carer, that's how they deal with their stress. So if you're in a good place, i.e. your self-care, you might be sort of taking up new hobbies, speaking to your own friends. It's that concept, isn't it, of putting on your own oxygen mask first. So the better place that you're in, the more equipped you are then to be able to really help, you know,
that's
your daughter.
Really, really good idea. Sometimes I'm brilliant at that, by the way, and other times when you were saying that, I just thought, as my daughter would say, I'm cooked, because I operate at a very high level of anxiety, which is probably where she gets it from in some ways. But how can, on a daily basis now, because the exam are pretty much on a daily basis.
Yeah.
What should she be doing? How can I give her some good habits, if you like?
Absolutely. I suppose it's encouraging her to take regular breaks.
Yes.
Still encourage her to obviously see friends and do her hobbies. I guess it's getting that work-life balance, isn't it? You know, that and sort of just reminding her, I know it's that sort of cliche of just, you know, all you can do is your best, but that literally is all that you can do. And, you know, my person-centred ethos is that your daughter is the expert of herself.
Yeah.
She has got those skills. Sometimes when people lose the confidence, to say through for various reasons, they don't believe that they've got those skills anymore. And it's just reminding of, do you remember that time when you managed to overcome that fear of whatever it might be? Well, look back at that and then let's apply this to the exams. You are more capable than what you ever thought. You know, the skills are there. They're buried somewhere. Let's get them back out again.
What if you suspect that your child is stressed, but they aren't talking about it? Because I think it's, in some ways, it's easier to deal with when you know what you're dealing with. But I think some people might recognise that all is not well with their child, and it's actually difficult to get them to either talk about it, or they're not revising because they are ignoring it. I mean, would you have any advice for somebody like that?
Well, I suppose it's, you know your child and you know what's normal in inverted commas for them. So if you're noticing changes, yes, of course, you can bring it up with them, but they might shut down, like you were saying, and saying, you know, everything's fine, I don't want to talk about it. So I just think, you know, offer them different ways. You know, would you like to text me? Would you like to text Auntie So-and-so? Would you like to, you know, text a family friend? There's all sorts of different ways, I suppose, that you can get your child to open up to you. And I suppose it's just giving off that reassuring message that, and honouring what they're saying. If they're saying, you know, not now, you know, just saying, I appreciate that, but I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to necessarily tell you what to do, but I am here. And just them having that knowledge that your door's open, you're approachable, you know, as much as we want to do, you know, offer an opinion or sort of say, do this, do that. Just, you know, but, you know, what's the phrase? We listen to understand rather than listening to respond.
Very good. Yes. Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, well, we could talk all day, Lisa, I'm sure, about this very, very important subject. Like I say, it is Mental Health Awareness Week. If you would like more information, Lisa does have a website. It's lisanorfolkcounselling.com. Alternatively, if things are, you know, really getting on top of you, please go see your GP. Although I'll be absolutely honest, you can't necessarily get to see a counsellor very quickly. They will give you some, they will definitely give you some help and some guidance. Or you can always have a little look on our BBC Action Line pages, because there is lots of support on there. But for now, Lisa, Thank you. Am I keeping these
you
as
are.
Well?
Yeah.
Oh, yay! Yeah. So little gifts for me. Thank you for coming in. It's been
really good to talk to you.
You take care. I'm going to play you out with The Temptations and get ready. You're listening to BBC Radio Leeds. Thank you.